Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill.
Up there and tell them, go and screw yourself as quickly as possible and get the hell out of the way. You know, and as far as I'm concerned, if they was to ask me ordinarily, are you a communist? I said, yeah, you son of a bitch, and I'm proud of you. That was Death Threat with Since Day One and Cult Turkey with Christmas Sucks. Welcome to episode 16 of Signifying Nothing. As always, we are located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. This week, we're going to be doing a feature on the band Team Dresch, and we're going to be playing a lot of songs. So let's get back into the music real quickly. Here is Abaradako, Jello Biafra and DOA, and Frank Castle Gonna Break Your Neck.
I'm
That was Aburadako doing Nothing, which is on their self-titled Flexi, Jello Biafran DOA with Power is Boring, which is on Last Scream of the Missing Neighbors, Frank Castle Gonna Break Your Neck with Everybody is a Cop, which I'm sure we can all relate to. Funny story about the Jello Biafran DOA record. Back in high school, and probably a lot of you that are my age and older, I'll be 27 tomorrow, you did this too. Whenever you purchased the CD, you would pop it open and a catalog for the record label would be inside of it. I know Alternative Tentacles used to do this, SST used to do this. I remember being puzzled in 10th grade, trying to figure out why Bill Walton did a spoken word record on New Alliance Records, and how I could hear it as quick as possible. And so, a lot of times, that would cause us to take chances on records. You know, records that these days, when you're trying to, you know, hear everything from the back catalog of a label, you would just download somewhere, and if it sucks, you delete it, and if it's good, you know, great, congratulations. But back then, you had to, you know, of course, we would always order this stuff, and I remember I used to try to order, you know, like one thing every so often from Alternative Tentacles and SST, and Revelation, and you know, labels like that had a big back catalog that you could order from and take a chance on a record. BYO was another label that I did, and a lot of times you get a lot of crud, but, you know, sometimes you'd be pleasantly surprised. That was how I heard a lot of good records for the first time, was taking a chance like that, and one of them that I wanted to take a chance on was the Jello Biafran DOA record. I wasn't too familiar with DOA yet. I didn't own War on 45 until I was a senior in high school, so, I mean, I knew who they were, and I knew them from various comps, but I didn't really know them that well, and I, of course, trusted Jello. I, you know, besides the Dead Kennedys being probably my favorite American hardcore band, I also love his spoken word stuff, and back then I could probably recite some of it from the heart, but in a couple weeks we'll talk about that a little more. So, I think that I didn't get that record first. I believe John picked up the DOA Jello record. And when I heard it, I was so pleasantly surprised by it. It basically sounds like a lost Dead Kennedys record, or, you know, early DOA. I mean, it's straightforward hardcore. It's not really like a lot of the records that Jello did with other people, like Mojo Nixon and No Means No and stuff, or, you know, going off in other directions. But this record, the record with DOA, is just straight up, like, blazing early 80s hardcore for the most part. I mean, there is some you know, DK-style stuff, too, and it's really awesome. And so, you should check that out if you already haven't. If you also, you know, if you dig Power is Boring, you should check that out. Somewhere on my hard drive, I have a pretty awesome video of Jello and DOA playing, and I believe they also play a couple Dead Kennedy songs, and it's pretty cool. I should check that out after I finish recording this and see how it is again. So anyway, that'll take us into this week's feature, which is the band Team Dresch. Team Dresch put out two LPs in the 90s, Personal Best and Captain My Captain. They're also on a bunch of different compilations, which are too numerous to really get into at this point. If you Google Team Dresch discography on Google, this really concise page will come up. It's bright pink, but it's got a lot of good information about Team Dresch and the different records they've been on, and some of their projects since then. So, Personal Best is one of my favorite records in the 90s. It's up there with stuff like Feel the Darkness, Humanity is the Devil, Protestant, the Infest EP, Downsided, and other records like that. So we're going to play some songs now. The first two we're going to play are off of that record, and the third one is off of Captain My Captain. So here's Fagatarian and Dyke, Free Wheel, and The Council. Thank you. Alright, that was the first half of our feature on Team Dresh. We had Fegetarian and Dyke and Free Wheel off of Personal Best and The Council off of Captain My Captain. I always laugh when I listen to Free Will on the record because it reminds me of a lot of people I went to college with. Anyway, and the Council also was on a mixtape that a friend made me about, what year is it? 2006? So about 7, 8 years ago, and it was a mix of like a lot of Riot Grrrl bands and Chainsaw, Kill Rock Stars stuff, and the Council was on it, and I used to always rewind it and listen to it again in the car, because I really like that song. Also, somewhere near that song on the mix was Bikini Kill's Capri Pants, which is another one of my favorite songs. So that was pretty cool. Team Dresch recently played New York City. They played in Portland also, and I think Chicago too. And all reports that have come in about them have said that it was either awesome, amazing, or the greatest thing they'd ever seen in their lives. So can't really say that about too many hardcore band reunions. And I sort of, these are all people that I really trust their judgments, and they said that Team Dresch has been absolutely incredible at their reunion. So I'm pretty bummed I missed them. I had lack of funds, let's say, when they were in New York, and I was pretty pissed about missing that. And also, loyal listeners, I was wondering if anyone has been taping them at these shows. I'd really be curious about hearing the audio from these shows, or old Team Dresch shows. Team Dresch is actually one of the bands that I don't have any audio shows of. I realized that a few weeks ago, and was actually kind of shocked, because I know at one point I was actively looking for them, so I don't know what happened, but if anybody has any, you know, get in touch, and we'll figure something out. So here, let's play some more songs. We got 3 more Team Dresch songs. Here's Song for Anne Bannon, Don't Try Suicide, and Growing Up in Springfield.
And holds me when I cry. I tell her that I'm scared.
Alright, that was the second half of our feature on Team Drash. We had Song for Ann Bannon, Don't Try Suicide, and Growing Up in Springfield. Let's get right back into the music here. We have Jawbox, Neos, Husker Du, Low Profile Threat, and Ripcord.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Jawbox with Tools and Chrome, Neos doing Sexual Revolution, a live version of Husker Du's Bricklayer from Arizona in 1982, Low Profile Threat doing Ripe, and Ripcord covering Starvation. That Low Profile Threat record is supposed to come out finally, rumor has it. I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm pretty psyched if it does come out. For a band that has about 40 seconds of material so far, they are pretty much one of my favorite bands right now. So now it's about time to play some stuff that I've recently reviewed. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com. I'm trying to put up at least one review a day. I'm pretty much backlogged that much where I really need to do that. I've fallen behind a little bit here and there, and these reviews aren't actually up yet, but in the next couple days they will be. So here's two songs from the band Cloak Dagger, and one song from the band Fucked Up.
Me up.
Okay, that was Cloak Dagger with Shady Grove, and then Last Call and Fucked Up doing Neat Parts. So let's play some more music now. Here is Jerry's Kids, Loud and Clear, and The Stupid.
Go!
Alright, we had Jerry's Kids doing Machine Gun, which is off of Unsafe at Any Speed. Loud and Clear with Moderation, and the Stupids doing What Happens Next. We don't have any news this week, so let's get back into the music since we have some more time. Here's Rex, Rupture, Full Speed Ahead, Mad, and Killing Children.
Dominate, dominate, dominate.
Okay, that was Rex with Couldn't Believe It. Rupture with Bloodshed is Better for Ratings. That goes out to all my friends in Australia. Full Speed Ahead with Lost Signals. Mad, who became some band that no one's probably heard, called Blast, with Holocaust off of their demo. And Killing Children with Majority. That's going to wrap things up for this week. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Next week's featured band is going to be Napalm Death. We're going to play some stuff off a couple of their records, some of their demos, and maybe a live track or two. I got to see what I can throw together here. I got a general idea of what I'm going to do. So we're going to play some more songs to round out the hour. Good night, and see you next week.
Do